This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
I'm going to have to do you one different. Some would say better. I'm not here to judge, but I love this guy. He's my brother, too. Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. Pinch hitting, hitting home runs everywhere he goes. This is a grand slam as far as I'm concerned, Michael, and you haven't even begun speaking.
Wow. Zero pressure, Robert.
You know what? I like to make it easy on my guests, and in this case, I'm going to call you my co-host for the first hour because I mentioned this to our YouTube crowd already watching. Super Don's playing Super Grandpa and Grandma all in one, and he was, I'm going to say freaking out, but when we learned that Jonathan E. Ward had to be Mr. Mom tonight, his heart sunk. You could hear it. It's like, oh, my God, I'm so far behind. I said, wait, I got a guy. I know a guy. And I reached out to you, Michael Bolden, and you have come through. And so the burrito is on Super Don next time we get together.
So zero pressure having to step in short notice and for Jonathan E. Ward.
Right, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
We can lower the standards and just say at least someone's here.
At least someone's here. That's right. Michael Bolden is here. There's no need to fear. So shout out to all of our fans of the 10th Amendment Center, friends of the 10th Amendment Center. And I hope if you're not already that you would sign up for email alerts and all the things. I mean, there's not a day that goes by that I do not share things coming out of TAC. And all those years ago when we first connected with the Nullify Now tour, Tom Woods, his book Nullification, it started a fire along with what Ron Paul was doing prior to that, that even today we see people that were lit up at that point in time still talking, still lighting those fires. And it really has created an environment of, I'm not going to say hope is kind of a, not what I'm saying, because there's a reality to the connections we've all made and the way we live our lives and the way we help each other that it's exciting to me even today.
Yeah, for us, it's really all about decentralization. We recognize, and we come from the founder's viewpoint, that when you have a one-size-fits-all solution for a huge country, and even at the time when they created the whole thing, there were 13 states, it's massive today. Hundreds of millions of people, 50 states, 57, depending on who's saying, and, the idea of having a one-size-fits-all solution on anything from our health choices to religious ideas to politics to economics, whatever it may be, you just can't do that unless you force basically half of the people to go along with you. And then what are they going to do? They're going to spend all of their time and energy trying to regain that power and force the other side to go back. And that has, in my view, has caused the political climate that we see today, which is one side versus the other, always pounding each other over the head over control of the entire federal apparatus. And a lot of people actually end up siding with one of these two teams, even when they wouldn't normally, because they have to be with somebody or the other. I prefer to reject all of them, and I like to encourage people to make their own choices in their own area, regardless of what's going on in Washington.
Well, intellectual integrity is a rare commodity, and on the subject of the Constitution, the 10th Amendment Center has an abundance, and it is available to all of you, and I would encourage you to plug in again. Michael Bolden, Mike Mahari, and others have been doing this for years, but Mike the two Mikes, I shall say, I joke about you guys, really champions for this to keep the ball bouncing. And what's happened is that there's been a resurgence in this concept of nullification. And for those of you who are new to this concept and say, well, I heard about it. It was in the past, the 10th Amendment's part of the Bill of Rights. But how does it play itself out today? And, of course, Michael Bolden, for those of you who are new to him, one word, weed. When people ask, weed, I was like, I was blown away the first time I saw you say it. And then, you, of course, you elaborated on it. It's gotten better since then, even if it was possible.
We could just keep it down at that one word, or cannabis, marijuana, whatever you may think of. The federal government sees this plant as illegal in all circumstances. There's even a Supreme Court case, 2005, Gonzalez versus Raich. And Angel Raich, a lady who lives in Northern California, I think north of San Francisco at the time. I'm not sure where Angel lives now. But she had a giant, like a baseball-sized tumor that they told her she would die from. And under the Compassionate Use Act, which is Prop 215, what voters in California passed in 96 to legalize marijuana for medical purposes, her doctor recommended that she treat her symptoms with cannabis. And I think at the time, in the early 2000s, they probably didn't even realize its effect, the effect of THC on cancer, which I'm way behind on myself, but I'm learning more and more on the research that's coming out on this. And so she started treating it on this, and her partner, a friend who lived in the area, started growing. Her caregiver grew six plants. The feds came in with the local sheriffs and destroyed them. Can you imagine what this must have been like? Like, she's like saying to the DEA agent and the sheriff, please don't destroy this. My doctor says I need it or I will die. And they say, well, supremacy clause, we don't care about this. And, of course, she sues in federal court and loses. But after that, and this is the heroic part of the story, she was originally going to move to Canada, she said, if she lost that case. But after the case, she came out with a press release and a public statement. It may have even have been on the Supreme Court steps. She said, the Supreme Court decided this, but they're wrong, and I'm going to continue treating myself the way my doctor recommended for me. And that's the kind of courage we need on issues, whether it's cannabis, CBD, whatever it may be, across the board on all of our rights, our personal choices, we have to stand up to those who want to basically destroy those liberties.
Michael, in the 10th Amendment, it talks about the states and the people respectively. Now, this is the case of the people, this one person, one human, right, that said, the Supreme Court is not supreme when it comes to my freedom, my right to choose, which comes from a far higher place, deeper place, however you perceive that to be, than government. The states, of course, have also then got onto this concept, and 32 states, I believe, and the District of Columbia and climbing have nullified to varying degrees the federal prohibition on cannabis in any of its uses. Now, this is why I wanted to bring up this article on the Louisiana Purchase. This is kind of a weird thing. Like, wait a second.
I'm interested in this segue, right? Because this is interesting.
What could the Louisiana Purchase possibly have to do with nullification, and specifically the weed issue, perhaps? And it is the treaty side of this discussion. And in this article, right, Tell me about the author of this article. Is he a regular contributor to the 10th Amendment Center?
Dave Benner is the guy who wrote this. The article's called Thomas Jefferson and the Louisiana Purchase. He is a historian, a researcher. He's written a book called The Compact of the Constitution. He's really great. He's been blogging, writing short blogs and long-form articles and research pieces for the 10th Amendment Center for a number of years. And he's an awesome dude who just got married. He's moving from Minnesota to Tennessee. He likes good ramen. I mean, I love the man. He's an incredible human being who really believes in freedom and just geeks out on history. I learn so much from him every time I read something that he writes. And when you mentioned this article, like, hey, we should talk about this in our chat before the show, I'm like, oh, it's a little over my head.
It's
but
deep.
That's the kind of... But he writes really clearly, and I just have to read it sometimes two or three times to really, really grasp it. But it's interesting stuff.
Oh, it drew me in. It drew me. Dave Benner, I want you on this show one time. I want to get him on the show if he can do it. But the whole history, going back to the treaty, what are the duties, obligations? What are the powers granted to the federal government? What is enumerated? There's a treaty issue there. Now, how does this work to weed? Now, in this case, I was a fascinating thing. I didn't know about Thomas Jefferson's reluctance to take on the entire Louisiana Purchase. He was going for New Orleans, and apparently Napoleon said, you can have the whole Louisiana territory. And then apparently, according to this historian and Dave Brenner's research here, says Jefferson was reluctant, said maybe we don't have the authority to treaty out that much territory. Now, it's a great article on its own merits. But what it brought to mind in terms of cannabis is that the reason the federal government is still so obstinate in terms of saying it's a Schedule I equivalent narcotic to heroin, for instance, is because of the treaty, not because of any reality, because they actually hold patent on cannabinoids and their use in diseases. So it's not that they don't know. They do. But there's an absurdity here because the treaty they signed on to regarding the United Nations, the World Health Organization, all these players back in the 60s, 70s against narcotics trafficking rolled into it this plant, this cannabis plant. And so as a signatory to the treaty, the federal government is loath and reluctant to just suddenly legalize because they feel duty bound that if they don't, they could be, I don't know if it would be WTO sanctions. Now, here's where I come to the 10th Amendment. Supremacy clause only works when laws are made in pursuance with the Constitution. I would argue that if the federal government never had the authority to ban a plant, how could it do so via treaty?
So, exactly. Treaties can't supersede the federal government is only authorized to do the stuff that's been delegated to it in the Constitution. Let's take a very simple one. Let's say a bunch of senators got together and a president, whoever it may be, happened to sign on to a treaty, but they created this treaty with Russia, we'll say, saying that you can't denounce the actions of any president or world leader. Well, this is a government violation of your freedom of speech. They may pass it, and then it's really just, let's say the Supreme Court even validates it. It's okay. As long as the people don't go along with it, then it means nothing. But if people continue to comply just because they're told to, then, of course, they're going to get away with a lot of stuff. And people have complied on the marijuana issue for a long time. But certainly the tide has shifted to such a degree that I did a video back in 2015 that I basically said, and I think there was only 26 states that were defying the feds at that point. I said, basically, eventually what's going to happen is the feds are going to have to back down and remove their position on complete prohibition just to save face because they don't want people knowing that you can undermine their authority and power and, you know, basically expand liberty without their permission. And yep. I think we're starting to see cracks of that today. There was there's some legislation pending called the STATE Act, where the feds are going to give permission to states that have legalized marijuana, whether it's medical
or recreational. Hold that thought. Yep. We got to take a break here. Jonathan Emore's not here, but we got an awesome co-host joining me, my good friend from the 10th Amendment Center, Michael Bolden. We'll talk more about the power of the states and the people to override the federal government in a lot of places.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We will talk about the passing of Burt Reynolds in a little while during this hour with Michael Bolden. But you know, we've got to hit some very, very current topical things for those of you who are still alive. And I certainly hope you are if you're listening in this audience right now. I certainly don't want to bore you to tears or death, and I can't do that because Michael Bolden is on. And the 10th Amendment Center, we've got linked up in the show notes. Super Don is very, very happy as he's playing grandpa this hour with his grandbabies, grandkids. So we were talking about treaties, and this has been a, you know, an ongoing deep dive for me. Because I look at, you know, from a constitutional perspective, and we're all about the Constitution all the time, and as you are, Michael. But there are so many things that violate the Constitution in a, I don't know if it's a secretive way, but related to the treaties on cannabis or against cannabis. Mm-hmm. And other treaties related to economics, banking, money. People have no earthly idea how deep that rabbit hole goes. And so,
foreign policy, defending dictators.
Yes,
kinds of crazy things that harm the lives of innocent people. And I was talking about the States Act. There's pending legislation that I think the president said he would sign if he gets it. It's basically a 10th Amendment bill in Congress filed by Elizabeth Warren.
Really?
Citing the 10th Amendment, talking about how if states legalize this, the feds will totally back off. It is not just a funding restriction on the Justice Department. It is the States Act on marijuana. But the funny part is that basically if they do pass this, which I think would be positive, it's almost absurd, though, because the feds are going to say, okay, people and states, you can now do what you've already been doing.
Yes.
And I think that's really the lesson. For me, that really is the lesson, and I'd like to see it applied just about everywhere.
Well, isn't that the point of, well, yeah, no, isn't this the point of cannabis? It's like when they legalize, it'll be like, well, y'all were doing it anyway, but now we say it's okay. So, you know,
And it's even more intense on CBD in and of itself. A few years ago when I started seeing CBD legislation coming up in states like Georgia, I kind of blew it off. I thought, I didn't really know anything about the health benefits. I use it now. I'm a plus CBD yes. consumer. I can't tell the difference between the yellow and the green one yet, but I'm learning. So, I kind of blew it off because I'm like, oh, they're just trying to pretend they're passing something, but they're not allowing THC. It's, of course, because the flow of information wasn't getting to me. I wasn't searching it out. But as I've learned more and more, the feds are even more aggressive in their view that CBD is illegal all the time, especially if you try to put it in food substances. But we find it here in Los Angeles. I can go to a coffee shop wherever I want, and I can find a CBD-infused cold brew. I can find it in teas. We can find candies and wafers, whatever, with nice full-spectrum CBD over the counter all the time. But the DEA specifically says, there's a DEA spokesman, Rusty Payne, I think his name was. Oh, what a great name, right?
That's a perfect name
in
for that.
Indiana, who said, it's just illegal. It's not legal. They just don't have the capacity to do any enforcement on this. And I think that's really our benefit. They can pull up.
It is the strangest thing to see how the industrial hemp is forcing people that were traditionally just lock, stock, and barrel thinking that cannabis was like heroin. And now they're champions at the federal level for hemp production. So industrialized hemp is coming back, thank goodness, and it needs to. Although, again, state-level nullification, why wait for the feds? It's fine if they come along, too. But the reality is they never had the authority to ban a plant. And in the 20th century, we lost our way big time in so many ways, especially when it comes to health and healing. But the cannabis plant, of course, as a medicine, but an agricultural commodity, so many aspects of how it's a disruptive, I won't call it technology, but it's a disruptive plant to the status quo, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's crazy because they say the seeds are legal, but if you grow something that has a flower and you can get resin out of it, that's the problem. So if I just gave my Conyers little parrots, 2-year-old parrots, they eat hemp seeds all the time. But of course, it's imported from Canada. The U.S. is the world's number one importer of raw industrial hemp. The top two exporters on earth are China and Canada. So the next time someone talks about the trade imbalance with China, complain about the fact that we're banning production of hemp on the federal level, or have been for decades. And if you just grow a ton of hemp, fill North Dakota, South Dakota, California, everywhere with this amazing plant, maybe that'll bring a little bit more balance to our lives in our health and in the trade balance.
Yep, and some sense to our constitutional Republican form of government. That would be nice, too. Listen, folks, we got more of the Sacred Fire of Liberty special edition with Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. And we'll talk about the Supremes. No, not that singing group. The Supreme Court. What's going on with the Kavanaugh hearings? Have they lost their mind, or is it business as usual? And what should we really be concerned about in terms of a new Supreme Court justice? Would it make a difference? We'll talk about it with Michael Bolden next.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and it's still not enough. But it feels like I'm abundant with just joy and happiness today, because my buddy Michael Bolden decided, yes, I will join you on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. So thank you again, Michael, for being here with me and, you know, doing all that you're doing with the 10th Amendment Center. And just, it's been astonishing all these years I've known you, and it's not been as many years as I wish I would have known you, but we're making the best of it for while we have the time together.
I love you, man. We have the rest of our lives.
Well, my son just walked into the studio with like 30 peaches from their and apples from their tree. We've moved into abundance, Michael. Hey, you can't imagine. I had my little garden back east where I could garden year-round, which so it was really great. But I've come into this place, and there's a garden quadruple, quintuple the size of mine, and it's giving more than I can eat. I'm thinking, you're taking from the neighbors. We're trying to give away stuff we can't even eat. Come on over.
Oh, that is so cool. My friend who lives in a neighborhood here in L.A. called Echo Park, they have so many fig trees around. This time of year, he's literally collecting, like, buckets of figs. He's making jam out of them, just handing them out in containers. Like, it is, I love it when you can just live like that.
Very nice, very nice. Well, listen, that's the only way we're going to curtail the potential of a zombie apocalypse. Not in L.A., Michael. Get out. Come on and see me. In the meantime, we got to deal with the zombie apocalypse that is the hearings in the Senate over the Kavanaugh nomination for the Supreme Court. I saw you did a discussion, I think, was it with Mike Mahari, about what the selection process criteria should be based on a woman who wrote an article. You thought, man, this is great.
Chris Ann Hall, I'm not sure if you're familiar with her or not. She's a constitutional attorney, kind of in the molds of Jonathan Emord, probably not as successful as far as like the cases that she's gone to the Supreme Court, but she's very talented, incredibly good researcher. I guess I shouldn't say not successful. She's very successful in what she does. She just doesn't have the name recognition of someone like Emord. And she wrote this article basically vetting Kavanaugh from the lens of the Constitution. And I talked about this in a video this week, and she basically came up with four categories of things that we should look at of a Supreme Court justice, and whether it's Kavanaugh or anybody else. And they all come to the same perspective. They really are all just one. And that one is, you don't want a Supreme Court justice to be team Republican or team Democrat or personal ideology, this or that. You need a Supreme Court justice that is dedicated to the original Constitution, the legal meaning of the Constitution, and nothing else. Whether he or she agrees with that or wants something different or not, that really is the only thing. Now, personally, I don't think Brett Kavanaugh is even close to that. My first inclination was that he was one of the guys that helped George Bush and the Republicans get the Patriot Act passed. I mean, Judge Andrew Napolitano, a great constitutional leader and thinker for many years, he's referred to the Patriot Act as the worst law passed since the Alien and Sedition Acts of 1798. So one of the worst in American history. I'd put it in the top five. I think the Federal Fugitive Slave Act was probably the top in my book, but absolutely horrendous. And Kavanaugh was totally on board with this. He actually helped write part of the signing statement that George Bush put in with this legislation. He also was the judge in a case where they basically were saying that the NSA can spy on anybody, and as long as they don't charge you with a crime, there's no violation of your person's, houses, papers, or effects under the Fourth Amendment. It doesn't count. We can monitor, collect whatever data we want, and as long as we don't really do anything with it, it's fine. And so he's very dangerous when it comes to the power of the surveillance state. The surveillance state is used to suppress free speech. It's used to scare people into submission. It's used to basically monitor people, figure out where they're going, what they're doing, who they're associating with. This is very dangerous in the wrong hands. And whether you think the right or wrong hands are in power in Washington, D.C. today, eventually the wrong hands will have access to all that data in the future.
Yeah, and all that unconstitutional power, the usurpation that's taken place. And I heard him talking about that very thing, the Fourth Amendment, you know, the protection, the privacy, yet our need to be safe and secure, like law enforcement. So anytime you hear somebody even kind of wishy-washy on that, there's cognitive dissonance on the issue. It is either a right, and it is either protected by government or violated by government. And there was another aspect. I did hear him talk, because he was asked about 10th Amendment, and he talked about the commandeering. I don't think he said anti-commandeering doctrine, but he talked about commandeering. So it's not like the guy doesn't know this stuff. But where is
he? And he probably has some very good views on stuff, but on some of the most dangerous things that government is doing, and two of them, mass warrantless surveillance and war powers under the Constitution, the ability to destroy the lives and property of millions of people. He is terrible. And we can get into the war powers if you want.
Well, I just want to say, Trump, if you're listening, or anybody from the Trump organization listening, Andrew Napolitano, okay? There you go. You don't need to look any further. There's a guy you're not going to worry about ideology. You're going to know he's about the original meaning and intent of the Constitution. I'm not holding my breath for it, but that's what I'm holding out for.
Yeah, the case that on the surveillance where he was on the circuit court, D.C. circuit court, Clayman versus Obama, he basically wrote in concurrence saying that, you know, they're not going to go any further with this, that he said that the metadata collection program was consistent with the Fourth Amendment. That's what I'm complaining about already. But he said even if it did violate the Fourth Amendment, it would still be okay because there's a, quote, special need exception right to the Fourth Amendment warrant requirements due to what he calls a critically important special need of preventing terrorist attacks on the U.S. Well, James Madison warned us many years ago that the great danger to liberty would always come, and he said, real or pretended, from threats from abroad. And that's exactly what we hear from Brett Kavanaugh in regards to mass warrantless surveillance violating our privacy.
But, Michael, terrorists didn't take away our Fourth Amendment. Our own government, the people in our government, took it away. And that's an important point to bring up here. The rule of necessity has no law. Anytime they say, but it's necessary, right? It's an emergency. They suspend what would be the restrictive aspects of the Constitution. And it's over. At that point, what's the point of having a Constitution? Now, let's go to the First Amendment. Because Alex Jones has been deplatformed. He was up there in Capitol Hill, apparently, and had a little confrontation with Marco Rubio, supposedly a Republican conservative who seems to think it's okay to regulate what they call hate speech in social media.
Yeah, you know, and I've been on Alex's show 4, 5, 6 times over the years. He's always been nice to me. I mean, it was a little weird at first. He's always been nice to me. He let me talk about our plans to shut down, turn off the water to the NSA data center in Utah to help push back against this surveillance state. Does that mean I agree with everything he says? I don't agree with anybody that's everything they say. I don't even agree with myself all the time.
I was thinking, sometimes we get to disagree with ourselves.
Of course. So let's get that out of the way. I'm not pro or anti Alex Jones. He's a very, very charged individual. People love him or hate him, whatever. But the fact of the matter is, it's a pretty coordinated effort where he's getting blocked out of basically everything. I can certainly make the case that that privately owned or just corporations, whatever, they do have the right on their own property to determine how they're going to use it. That's one thing. But there certainly is absolute pressure from government. They're basically, government is saying, hey, if you don't do something, we're going to come in and regulate. And The Intercept, Glenn Greenwald tweeted out a report maybe a month or so ago about how The Intercept has actually uncovered some situations where people have been removed from Facebook and other platforms at the behest of the Israeli or the U.S. federal government. So these social media companies are doing this under pressure. They have been put under pressure to take people down. Whether there was direct pressure on Alex Jones or not, I don't know. Certainly there is popular pressure to do it. And I think it sets a very dangerous precedent. Ben Wisner, who is Edward Snowden's attorney at the ACLU, I met him a few years ago in a meeting, and he was very, very kind to Mike Meharry and I in our work to advocate more privacy protections on a state and local level. But he wrote an article at Huffington Post in the last couple of weeks directed towards progressives who are cheering this deplatforming, specifically of Alex Jones. And he said, this is going to come back to bite you. And that warning should be taken basically whether it's progressives calling for deplatforming or conservatives calling for something else. When you use centralized power or you demand people get shut down for one thing or the other in their own personal choices, eventually they're going to use that against you. And I think we can go back to the 2005 Gonzalez versus Raich case where they said growing 6 plants in your backyard and never buying or selling them and consuming it in your own home counted as interstate commerce. That was written by the great conservative Justice Antonin Scalia. Well, a few years later, they used his argument in the Obamacare case. So when you advocate bad stuff or controlling other people, sooner or later, someone else is going to use that same power against things that against you.
Yeah, and that's an important point. And the sheeple that we unfortunately have to call many of our brothers and sisters here in America just, well, go along. Now, I would argue that there's a lot of, certainly, historical ignorance, but in terms of a contemporary context, our bodies have never been so bombarded with toxic poisons, heavy metals, you name it. It is weakening our ability to recognize truth, even if we can still understand that it exists, and then act on it. In terms of the protests we see of the millennials that have now, and post-millennials that have been called the snowflake generation, there's a lot of screaming and crying for socialism. Take care of me. That's not activism in terms of defense of liberty, but begging for enslavement.
Yeah, it's crazy town, right? That's my official term. Basically, I did a tweet the other day, maybe it was yesterday, and I basically said the Kavanaugh hearings, and there's a lot of people protesting or supporting their team A versus team B. And my view is this, relying on a few politically connected lawyers on the Supreme Court to protect your liberty is a crappy strategy. It's terrible because basically it gets down to one man or woman to decide whether you have the right to do this or that. That's not a free country. That's basically what the mullahs in Iran have set up.
And yeah, exactly.
This is supposed to be different.
Well, it is. And, you know, Michael Bolton's standing up for making it what it should be, different than it is today. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go, even political healing. We get to do that. And today, Michael Bolden, my co-host on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, we're going to come back. We'll see if we need more political healing. If not, we go into movie stars that I have enjoyed. One in particular that has passed away today. We'll talk a little bit about Burt Reynolds when we come back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, so we lost Burt Reynolds. He's gone from the search, but he leaves a body of work. A lot of great movies, a lot of movies that were trashed and panned. But, man, always I've just enjoyed watching him in the movies. And I was teasing Michael Bolden. He's not old enough to remember Burt Reynolds, but, of course, he is. My connection to Burt Reynolds is really one step removed. Burt and Jack. They had a restaurant down in Fort Lauderdale, right on the water, Burt and Jack's. And I was friends with the sister of Jack. And so I would hear stories about Burt Reynolds from their restaurant that they started. Eventually, it went bankrupt years later. But as far as growing up on Smokey and the Bandit, his crazy, silly movies about stuntmen and car racing, and a few serious
Cannonball
movies.
Cannonball Run, right? Cannonball Run.
Good Lord. I mean, just some of the stuff that should be in the Smithsonian. I don't know if the Smithsonian should be funded, if that's a constitutional part of government. I haven't looked into it. But regardless, there's some stuff Burt Reynolds has added to entertainment in the 20th and a little bit of the 21st century. Hats off to Burt Reynolds. So I'm sorry to see him go.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, at least this one wasn't a depressed overdose, though, at least that we haven't heard, right?
Yeah, this is closer. They said it was a cardiopulmonary event. I think he was 81 or 82, and he had some health issues in his life. I'm sure he had been on major narcotics for the back pain he suffered years ago doing his own stunts. There's a lot of history there, and he was kind of frail, but he managed through and continued on in good spirits and good humor. A lot of people had nothing but nice things to say about him. And, you know, that serious role as resurgence in Boogie Nights was something that was quite profound, and he says, looking back, you know, he could have done a lot more dramatic roles, I believe it, but I'm just glad for the roles that he did do, and like I said, it's a light topic in a sense and a dark topic he's left us, but at the same time, I've got good memories of, you know, someone in entertainment being seemingly a good guy, didn't get too political about anything, you could just enjoy his stuff.
Well, and I think that's why, so I generally wouldn't have a conversation about a celebrity passing, because most of the time it's like Amy Winehouse or whoever it may be. They had drug problems, or they've been on antidepressants, whatever it may be, suicide, overdoses. And it's really just there's an incredible film that Woody Allen did, love him or hate him, called Celebrity, that he did years ago. And it was basically it was a dark comedy about how you can really tell what a society is like based on who they worship in celebrity. And a lot of times, the general public is worshiping really bad people. I gotta say, John McCain, really bad person who advocated for policies that killed a lot of people. But someone like Burt Reynolds, this is a guy who tried to bring happiness to people's lives through making fun, kind of lighthearted films. And art is an important part of having a good experience. And whether it's like really deep art or just something to sit around at and laugh with your family and friends, it's really, really important to have a positive state of mind, especially with all the negative things that go on in our world.
Yeah, and that is, it is a tough balance to strike. You know, occasionally Super Don and I will talk about silly things, or that occasionally, hey, we like football, right? We'll unplug our minds for a little bit. And I'm like, I'm not going to judge anybody for that. I enjoy the Olympics just for the excellence. I could care less about the politics of it. I like excellence in different fields. And there's a lot that we focus on, Michael, you focus on, that could be considered negative. But I don't believe so, because we're always, I believe, proffering options, if not solutions or corrections to the problem, rather than just saying, man, I'm going to complain about our lack of liberty. Nah, that's not what we do here.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. It's just, I think a lot of times, especially as social media has basically, we've allowed it, or we've chosen to have it invade our lives, we see a lot of the day-to-day bickering about this topic and that, and this person and that person, and sometimes that can get a little overwhelming. And I think being able to focus on some lighthearted, positive, fun things in life are really essential. Like, honestly, Robert, watching your videos in the garden on Facebook is like, this has been amazing. The tomatoes, like, I love seeing this, because it's just, it's life. It's life moving forward. And that's always going to happen no matter what we face.
So Michael Bolden just put in an order for another garden video. That'll be coming up soon. Michael, we're about wrapping up here. Tell them how they can connect with the 10th Amendment Center.
10thAmendmentCenter.com. You can dig around. We're actually rebuilding our website. I'm deep in on that over the next couple of weeks, so it'll be a lot easier to navigate. But there's tons of information, over 10,000 articles over the years.
Yes. And Michael's also helping me behind the scenes to set up the next generation of video interface when we do YouTube or other things here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So big hugs to you, Michael, and Sarah, and everybody standing for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and liberty in total. This is what we're all about here. Michael Bolden, I love you. You know that?
Same to you. Same to you, right, Robert. And hi,
right,
Super Don.
Folks, we'll be back next hour, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.